There are, I think, the two parts about that, you know. One is, you know, the application. One is, the other one is technique. Yeah. Okay, about techniques of this microscopy. Okay, the current highest possible imaging rate is about around 10 frames per second. Because it depends on the target, you know, samples, you know. For large, you know, molecule or large structure, we need more time. Yeah, but generally speaking, proteins are small, you know, few nanometers or so. And so highest possible imaging rate is 10 frames per second. However, there are many molecules or many phenomena that cannot be recorded at 10 frames per second, much faster. No. Then, so I envisage that high speed FM will be faster, will become faster, you know, maybe up to 100 frames per second. Yeah. Actually, you know, in my group, we are now, you know, making efforts for faster system. Actually, you know, we developed new techniques, not device, technique, operation technique or scanning technique, which doesn't require, you know, the improvement of the devices, you know, instrumental devices. But this technique, you know, this new method allows us to image at 40 frames per second now. So if we combine this, you know, new method with instrumental device, you know, improvement of instrumental devices, we can achieve 100 frames per second in the near future, maybe 3 to 4 years. Yeah, that is one. Second is application. You know, now many papers have been publishing in recent, I would say, 5 years. Yeah, already in total 300 papers published. And nonetheless, you know, the there are many proteins that have never been imaged with high speed FM. So of course I envisage that, you know, these untouched proteins will be imaged with high speed FM more and more. Yeah. And I also envisage that the user of high-speed FM will be increased very much, you know. Already we have many users, but I expect more users in the future. Yeah.